Stafford Hospital is back in the news. It's not because of anything that's happened at the hospital recently. It's because the Robert Francis inquiry report has been published, which details what did go wrong in the past. It's a helpful report for naming people who fell below the standard that would be expected of NHS staff. And it also recommends a further inquiry into the wider NHS. So Robert Francis asks why the Primary Care Trust and the Strategic Health Authority and the Department for Health itself didn't pick up any signals about what was going wrong at the hospital. It asks why the Healthcare Commission, as the regulator at the time, gave the hospital good ratings when in fact some of the services were unacceptably poor. And why Monitor, as the regulator for foundation NHS trusts, accepted the hospital as a foundation trust when, from all we know now, with the benefit of hindsight, we can see that it shouldn't have become a foundation trust. So all of that is quite helpful. I feel it very important that whilst we remember to have regard to people who suffered unacceptable treatment at the hospital, or a relative of theirs suffered unacceptable treatment, and for some people their relatives died at the hospital, and so they have a very grievous bereavement to come to terms with as well. Nevertheless, we've also got to do our best by the hospital today to ensure that it improves its services. And I think it is important to support a management and the hard-working staff who do want the hospital to be one of the best of its kind in the country, and we should be there with them, helping them to achieve that ambition. And it's worth thinking about the people who have heard the news about the hospital and have been concerned for the hospital and whether they should go there for treatment. I've been writing to all those many constituents who contacted me after the original Healthcare Commission report came out. Many of them contacted me with stories of unacceptable standards of treatment at the hospital. But some also contacted me because they had very positive experience at the hospital and they were concerned that these weren't coming out in the reporting at all. But on the whole, the balance was clearly in favour of people who'd had a bad experience, who hadn't previously been in touch with me. And when I wrote to people and gave them an explanation of what the Francis report says, I must say I've begun to receive some very positive responses back from people. Here are some examples. A person who emailed me to say thank you very much for your very informative letter of 25th February in connection with the inquiry into Stafford Hospital. And after dealing with the detail of their individual case, the family who sent this email said, once again, thank you for all your hard work and hopefully things will improve, although there is always human error, which I think is a very fair assessment of the situation. And some of the people who've written letters to me as a result of my letter to them. Here's a person who wrote to say, thank you so much for sending me your letter on the Mid-Staffordshire NHS Foundation Trust report. Long it may have been, but it was very informative and to an extent reassuring. And then here's someone else who wrote to say, I have written to Robert Francis QC, thanking him and his team for their efforts, for the way he conducted his inquiry, i.e. private and not public, and for the prominence he afforded to my case. I believe Robert Francis QC has achieved his goals. In fact, if this was a public inquiry, I doubt I could have willingly taken part in the proceedings because of the traumatic effect on me. Instead, I was able to present my views and that of my family in a rather relaxed and informal atmosphere without the glare of the media. And he goes on to say, I think it is now time to let my dear late wife rest in peace, that my journey to finding the answers to this whole sordid affair is now over, and for me to get on with the rest of my life. I know I have thanked you and your secretary before for your efforts in representing my case, but thank you once again. I consider the case now closed. And another one, a handwritten letter, which ends after the detail of the individual case. Thank you for your involvement in this matter. You are a fine MP, and I wish you well at the next general election. And whilst clearly there is some praise for me in those letters, I don't repeat them for some self-promotion or for the benefit of my ego. It's just the matter that people appreciate having the facts delivered to them and enabling them to make judgments for themselves. And that's my way of doing politics, is to act for people, to report back to people, and to enable people to have a say and influence the matters that really affect their lives.